at least through Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
We're a couple minutes after 10 o'clock here on News and Views, so that means it's time to talk to Ray Bowles with Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray, how are you this morning?
I tell you what, we are doing really good, but I had a story to tell you.
Yes.
If y'all need carpet, call me, 285-8117. Okay, so when growing up, at night, I'm dyslexic, so I can't read very well.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just who I am, it's what God made me, I'm fine with it. So I tell stories to the girls at night instead of reading books. And I told them a story last night, and I thought I'd share it real quick if we have a second.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up, we rode horses. And we got this one horse that was off. It was a stud off of King's Ranch, and they gelded him at 18 years old, so he was mean as a hornet. I mean, that horse was some kind of mean. If he didn't know you, he would do whatever he had to do to get you off his back. And Dad finally said, listen, son, we're going to have to sell this horse and get rid of it because it's just too dangerous. And I said, Dad, I really love the horse. I mean, he's super strong. He's super fast. Dad said, let me tell you, anytime anything in your life is willing to hurt itself to kill you or to hurt you, you need to get that out of your life. And the girl said, really? I said, yes, and that's why we don't vote for Democrats.
How old are your daughters that you're telling them these political tales?
12, 20, and my oldest is 24 that's married, and she's in the Army Reserve.
Well, it sounds like she's got her head screwed on straight. I don't know. The 20-year-old, that's that age you got to watch out, especially when they go to those institutions of fancy book learning.
Mm-hmm.
She's actually got her head on straighter than most because I bought her an ice cream truck at 16.
All right.
And put her little butt to work.
There you go.
And after doing that for 3 years, yeah, she understands. She understands business and how to make a dollar and just because you make a dollar don't mean you made a dollar.
That's right.
Of that dollar belongs to somebody else.
That's exactly the way to do it. Are you familiar with a guy named Jocko Willink?
No.
He is a former Navy SEAL, and then he ran the training program, not the stuff you see in movies, but like after you go through the Hell Week and the Hell Training, strategic training, how to think as a SEAL. He's written a lot of books, and one thing he suggested raising his own kids and suggest for other people exactly what you did. You want kids to grow up fast and be responsible adults, give them responsibility as children. And it'll be amazing.
Oh,
kids want
business.
It.
Yes.
Yeah, put them in a business. I tell you, I don't brag on my children because nobody wants to hear about your children. But Emma, I have to say, she still has money left over from that ice cream truck, and I haven't had to give her a dime for college.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is awesome.
And she still hasn't asked me for any money. And she's got 2 years left. I'm afraid that's coming to an end because the money started to dwindle. And she's like I am. She's dyslexic, and school's not easy on her.
Yeah.
So while she's at Auburn, I'm not letting her work. I'm like, no, you've got to concentrate on what you've got to do to make a living when you get out of school.
That's smart. Well, by the way, folks, you can call Ray and the team at Prattville Carpet, 285-8117. 285-8117, set up a free in-home consultation. They're taking all the sanitary hygiene measures, given the Rona going around, but they can stop by, bring you samples, carpeting, hardwood flooring, laminate, luxury vinyl, ceramic tile, at different budget points. They can really do it all. But occasionally, you know, Ray and I just like to chat here on air, but y'all should call Prattville Carpet, 285-8117.
Absolutely, unless they'll bring the samples to you, washing our hands before and after getting into a house and taking all our precautions not to get anybody sick. So give us a call today if you need a new floor.
Thank you, Ray. Appreciate it. Great call today.
Guys, y'all have a great day. Bye.
Hey, thanks.
I like a little storytelling like that.
Yeah, and
it's also,
that's a good story, too.
You know, I never thought I would hit the age where I find it interesting on what is it like to raise children in this world. It used to be like, oh, I don't care. Now I'm like, I'm a little fascinated.
Well,
it's
challenging, I tell you that. Yeah. Yeah, but it's also incredibly rewarding.
It is. Well, and you've done well.
I think I got one chance. I think I got it right.
You ever feel like you're in that movie, like Babe? That'll do, pig. That'll do.
No, I never thought of myself as a pig, Joey. But
I'm talking about
thanks.
You, Eddie.
Appreciate that, man.
Fine. And I'll apologize to Eddie off air. And then more news and views when we come back.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Saving usually means lowering your expectations, settling for less. But no one ever got less and thought, good for me. Now you can save on all your favorite stuff without giving anything up. Surf, swipe, and stream as much as you want with WOW Internet for only $34.99 a month. With our two-year price lock guarantee, these are savings you can count on. And when you sign up today at WOWWay.com, get a $100 Visa prepaid reward card. Offer for new customers with a two-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Restrictions apply.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views. News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Alongside me this morning, Eddie Bader.
So you've been playing some really good bumper music here lately. You know, you got me singing in the studios.
Yeah.
I'm looking to make sure the mics ain't coming on. But
Well, this one goes out to a certain special someone. Still Have Your Paddle, Sir.
Yes.
This is one of his favorite from the purple one. 272-9228 if y'all want to call in. Coming up, see if we have any more breaking news. I'd like to see what Dr. Fauci has been saying. He had an interview with Laura Ingraham last night. It was pretty good. Bring that to y'all. Before we get into all of that, my good friend Eddie Bader here is with the Goodson Group. He is a real estate agent. Whether you're looking to buy a place, sell a place, Eddie also has experience with managing properties.
We can do property management. We can do it all, really. There's not one thing we can't do. And in the property management, we can take care of the repairs for you, hire the contractors ourselves, or if some people like to do that themselves, we kind of give them that option.
Well, and if people are looking to sell, Eddie, now's the time, since you're already sequestered at home, why not spruce up the place
in ways
you can?
It's a really good idea to do that. That's why I like hearing about the paint commercials and stuff. Look around your room.
Yeah, you know, flooring, too.
Right. If you guys are thinking about selling, take this opportunity to get your place ready. Houses sell much faster when they're ready to be sold.
Right.
When you get a house on the market and it's got, you know, bad paint here and a messed up door there and a couple bad outlets, things like that, people don't want to buy that. People want to buy right now. They want to buy move-in ready houses.
Exactly.
And we've got one of those move-in ready places available right now I want to talk to you about at 500 Ridgewood Lane in Montgomery. Over there, we've got a great three-bedroom, two-bath home. It sits on a corner lot, so you're almost with a quarter acre. It's a beautiful house, and it's also got a pool, and we're getting the pool cleaned up right now. So you're going to have a nice, brand-new pool by the time you move in. As soon as you walk in this place, you'll be taken back by the vaulted ceilings that greet you as you enter the living room.
It looks great.
It is, man. We've got granite countertop. We've got custom oak cabinets throughout the house, tile flooring. We've got stainless steel appliances that are going to stay with the house. And that's another big deal. When you buy a house, if it doesn't have appliances, guess what? You got to go spend $3,000 unexpectedly. Hey, we're putting that on the table for you. We've got brand-new stainless steel appliances. We've got, like I said, the pool. Then we also have a security system with cameras that are going to also stay with the house. And this is just a great house. As you see, Joey,
And an incredibly reasonable price.
Yeah, we can get all this done at $122,000. Wow. And that's great, especially being it's coming with a pool, and the pool's going to be ready for summer. And that's just our asking price. Always remember, when you see a list price, as much as I'd like to say list price is what I'm going to take only for the house, remember, there's always negotiating on anything like that, any kind of big purchase. But anyway, if you want to come take a look at that house today, it's a vacant place. You can call me at 322-0662, or you can certainly call our office at the Goodson Group at 551-0225. Or you might have a realtor in mind that you want to choose. Call them up. They will gladly show you this house. We can get the contracts. We can get this sucker moved in. Moved in 30 days or less. We can do that.
You know, folks, you really do need to call Eddie at 322-0662 and check out this listing, though. I kind of want one for myself.
Joey,
I got to get that credit together.
I'm finding you your dream house. It's right around the corner from you.
Keep looking for me.
Yeah.
Y'all check out Eddie today, 322-0662, or again, Eddie Sells Houses on Facebook.
Yeah, man.
Let's go to the phones here. It's 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
This is Robert. How you guys doing?
Doing all right, hey, Robert. How you doing?
All right, I just called the two smartest guys in the world in the morning.
Well, I doubt that.
Robert, you called the wrong number.
What do you want? Why are you buttering us up like that?
Everybody else is asleep, so y'all got to be the two. I'm running a scenario about you. Okay, Jody, before I get to my main point, if you purchase a car and you find out down the line that you can only retain this car due to your finances, would you sell the car, or would you just go out and just let them come get it? Would you sell it to try to pay off the loan?
Wait, so I have a car and I
can't afford it
at the payments anymore.
Right. But I might not be giving it to you right, but let me do it this way.
The guy
that owned the Miami Heat.
Yeah.
All right, they say he barely broke even this year on the Heat. But he made most of his money on his cruise line.
Okay.
But now that his cruise line can't make any money, should we bail him out? We let the cruise line go, because the cruise line do not pay taxes in America.
Right.
Here.
That was what I was going to get to, Robert. You're right. On cruise lines, no, we shouldn't bail out cruise lines.
Yeah, and that's part of the stimulus package. There are some things in it I think stink. But
yeah, they pay no taxes at all. They're all flagged in other countries either for low or no taxes. But
the majority of the employees are from other countries.
That's right. But they depend on the U.S. to bail them out. I'm sorry, but in this case, cruise lines take it up with some of the other places you go.
But then he would lose the Heat. So should he sell the Heat? I would say that you just got to sell it. You made a business investment going through. You sell it and get you a profit and get out.
Yeah, if you can't make a profit, then that's what I say. Get out of it.
Either sell the Heat or sell some other party. I'd imagine his business empire, if you really love owning a basketball team. But, he's got to sell something.
Man, it wouldn't be right for us to bail out of.
No. And that's why, Robert, I agree with you 100%. I think cruise lines, and I think some of them are starting to think about it, they ought to be approaching President Trump and other countries saying, hey, look, we can repurpose these ships right now for hospitals or for whatever.
You know,
instead of bailing us, let's bailing them out, let them earn their money.
Let them earn it. Exactly, guys. That's what I was calling about. Now we all going to go back to sleep and let y'all still figure
it out. All right, Robert. Take care, brother.
Always a good call from
Robert.
Yes, he is. 272-9228, 272-9228. Still awaiting some of the latest numbers here in Montgomery. I don't know. There is actually breaking news. I saw this not too long ago. This is from Andrew James at Alabama News Network.
Yeah.
You know, he's occasionally on when they do the simulcast with the guys in
That's
the morning.
Right.
He says, breaking in a statement, Jackson Hospital tells me we have 5 pending inpatient COVID-19 cases. Patients are being cared for using CDC isolation protocols. Here's the statement from Jackson Hospital. Jackson Hospital is committed to the River Region community as we stand on the front lines fighting against COVID-19. Keeping patients healthy and safe is central to our mission. The Jackson Hospital staff remain consistent in year-round emergency preparedness training as our protocols to care for patients ensures the safety of hospital staff, visitors, and the community. Additionally, we are working closely with the Centers for Disease Control and the Alabama Department of Public Health to coordinate pandemic response efforts. positive cases of COVID-19 within our facility will be reported to the Alabama Department of Public Health and the CDC as mandated. We have 5 pending inpatient cases who are being cared for using the appropriate CDC-recommended isolation protocols. As COVID-19 is a rapidly evolving public health situation, we recommend if anyone has been diagnosed or suspect they may have contracted this virus, self-quarantine until they can be tested or they are symptom-free for a total of 7 days. And, you know, this, that actually was seemed like a confident statement on their part.
Yeah.
But if you don't feel like you're on death's door or anything like that, if you're just feeling a bit uncomfortable, maybe a little miserable, you know, from the everyday misery of life, a little more so than that, it is good. You got to stay inside. You got to stay self-quarantine. If you, hopefully, if you really need something, friends or family can do that for you, drop something off at your door. But we can beat this by taking those just basic responsible steps.
And, you know, this goes out to my mom. The other day, she needed some ketchup. What'd she do? She went and got it. I told her, call me. Mom, call me. I'll do all your running around. There's no reason for you to get out.
Right. And I appreciate places like Publix doing those senior hours.
Isn't that great?
That is great stuff. But we will get through this, I think, without too much trouble. I think it's going to be sooner rather than later. Maybe it is by Easter, as the president is hoping. But talk about a situation. You always have to say, compared to what? Relative to what? India has locked down. You know, it's one thing for the state of California, for New York State, or for the city of Birmingham to do a shelter-in-place order. India, 1.3 billion people are being told to stay home.
And a lot of those people in India, they have a very large homeless or what we call shantytown living.
That's what's so crazy about India. There have been incredible developments in the country. Mm-hmm. Some of the cities have developed into modern cities, but sometimes you'll have these modern cities, and then right around the corner is sort of the shantytowns.
It is, all these, with the open sewer lines and all that.
Yes, and that is ripe for the spread of this disease or any other disease. Yeah. You know, somebody, I wish they hadn't, but they sent it to me anyhow, and I guess it's my fault for watching. But somebody sent me a video of one of these Chinese wet markets. Mm-hmm. Now, supposedly China said that they're banning consumption of all wild animals.
Mm-mm.
And whether or not we can trust them to actually enforce that, get that done, I'm highly skeptical. But somebody sent me a video of one of these markets. And, I mean, my first thought, folks, seeing that was not necessarily the cultural differences, the, like what people eat. Because, you know, I actually think it's fascinating that, you know, we can see a pig slaughtered and we don't think anything about it. And then other cultures are like, ooh, that's disgusting. Or in India, you know, literally sacred cow.
Cows,
like,
that's right.
You know, there are cultural differences, and some, I think, are better than others, but it's really not too much of a problem. My first thought, though, upon seeing this footage of a wet market was poverty.
Mm-hmm.
Absolute poverty. And then also the little bit I know about sanitation. I'm not a clean freak or germaphobe or anything, but just seeing, put it bluntly, carcasses of different wild animals piled high on top of each other. That's how you're selling it. And then I had to turn it off when I saw dogs.
Mm-hmm.
That's when the cultural difference went from, oh, it's just poverty, to like, I can't watch this.
Yep.
And, you know, it is amazing when you think about the long run and what human beings have been through, that we don't live, you know, the president made a great statement. We want to trade with the world and be prosperous, but we want to be dependent on none.
Right.
And I think that's a good aspiration, though we have to admit, even if we get more independent in key ways, like energy independence, key manufacturing industries, say with pharmaceuticals, whatnot, that's a move we're going towards, fine. I think that's a good thing. However, whether or not we become more independent, we are in a global world.
Yep.
And this should wake you up, that the world is becoming smaller by technology, by travel, to where a poverty-stricken wet market in China causes a global problem. Now, you can lay some of the blame at the feet of the Chinese government, who, it seems very clearly, and now at least we're getting bipartisan support in the Congress.
Finally.
Calling them out for this, where they lied about this, and they misled the WHO, or the WHO misled the rest of the world at the behest of the Chinese government.
Yep.
They need to be brought to task for that, and I think actually that's what's going to happen, no matter what the Chinese government tries to spin this as. People have made a deal with China. They made a deal over the last two decades. Hey, we'll work with you. We'll open up our markets to you.
Yep.
And we're doing this because we don't want your billions of people to be in abject poverty. And we want you to be part of the modern world.
Well, you need them to be part of the modern world.
Even before this pandemic, China was starting to move backwards, especially at the behest of President Xi. More crackdowns on the press. More crackdowns on free economic behavior.
Mm-hmm.
There are certain hubs in China you could, you know, especially where Westerners or outsiders from China go into that country, where it looks like you're in Montgomery or Atlanta any airport in the country, if not better in some respects, because they've just been built. And you see the restaurants you know and love. But as you actually get out into China, you start to see these things like these wet markets. And, you know, some of it is just cultural difference, but some of it is just, it's still poverty. Mm-hmm. And people living how they've lived for hundreds of years. And we have to be awake to this, that some problems we can say, hey, that's your problem, China. But some problems we have to realize could be a problem for everybody, including Americans.
It's interesting you talk about the wet markets. You know, Hyundai sent us to Korea several times, and you talk about culture shock for a lot of people when they would go to Korea from, you know, a lot of people, honestly, that work at Hyundai had never been out of Montgomery, Alabama. So when they got to go to Korea, of course, you had culture shock. But one of the biggest things, when we would finally get to leave the hotel and we could go amongst the street with Koreans, with your everyday Koreans, and most of the places that we stayed, they had not seen Americans before, black, white, nothing, they'd seen us. Just like we had never seen the culture that they have. Well, we went into what we thought as a just a small grocery store, like a Publix or whatever. Well, they have live fish, eels, all that kind of stuff in there. Mm. And you know how we get grapes and oranges? We kind of you do that there with that. You're responsible for getting
grabbing your own live fish and eels.
It was really unique. Ooh. And then the butcher counter, and I'm not trying to gross anybody out, but the butcher counter did not seem to be refrigerated. Mm. It just, like, the meat and everything was there. They had, and it wasn't nothing.
Well, and there are different standards. For instance, I wish the FDA would allow some Spanish ham to come into this country.
Yeah, what's up with that?
They think that it's too dangerous, the way they age some of their hams.
I just, well, after so seeing that.
Yeah.
And again, when we lived overseas in Turkey, wow, you talk about a crazy market, much like the China wet market, much like the poverty.
Yeah.
And that's something I wish all Americans could experience, not living on that level. But you think you got it bad here. Your worst day here is an awesome day compared to most other places.
Right.
There's no doubt.
It's the one thing I think anybody living in the modern West, but especially the United States, should have, even if you're not having the best of times personally, is gratitude.
Yes.
And there are opportunities for us out there. 272-9228. Let's see who this is on line one. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, this is Penny.
Hey, Penny, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Doing well, doing well.
Awesome. I just wanted to make a comment, and then I'm going to hang up and listen to your comment back. Mm-hmm. But don't you think that China kind of kept it hush-hush because they were worried we'd stop all their imports? It's all about greed, isn't it?
I think it's more a reputational thing, because even in the midst of this pandemic, trade has still continued. We've stopped travel of people, but trading of goods has still continued.
I thought he limited some, because, you know, now they're saying it can live on cardboard for like 24 hours.
Yeah, they are taking more precautions because it can live on surfaces, but the travel takes a while to get from China to here.
Yeah.
And what they stopped, like his ban, was on individuals traveling. But I think the Chinese did lie and cover this up, Penny, because they're worried about their reputation. They like to say to the world, we're not like old communists. We're these, you know, enlightened technocratic commies who can, you know, really get the job done. And we're flexible in our ideology to do whatever is technically necessary. And so we're very competent as dictators. And this shows utter incompetence that killed thousands of their own people and has now created a global pandemic. That's why they tried to cover it up.
Yeah. It's very sad. But all of us have to stick together and wash your hands and wash your surfaces, and Stay well, and God bless everyone.
God bless you, Penny. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
272-9228. Got to hit another break here. This hour of News and Views, the second hour of News and Views, brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. More News and Views when we come back.
Mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday when you sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earned and Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years, and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years, you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbors' yards. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292? And do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292.
Penny and Concrete, beautiful changes.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid-friendly. Strive to be weed-free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks, supporting local business.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. In the house with me is Eddie Bader.
How you doing, Joey?
I'm doing well. Coming up, we're going to play... I've not watched this yet, so we're going to watch this together in real time, listen to it together in real time. Interview Joe Biden gave with Nicole Wallace on MSNBC, and it is apparently cringeworthy. You know, it'd be one thing if there was an alternative, say somebody running for president who is really impressive.
Right.
But the current alternatives to Trump are not impressive at all. They don't exactly inspire confidence, despite what they say. But first, this part of the program, folks, brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers. Troop Booth and Heirloom Jewelers. Troop is an expert when it comes to the antique jewelry market, trained at the Gemological Institute of America. He cuts out the middleman. So if you're looking for fine, antique, one-of-a-kind jewelry items, whether rings or earrings or necklace or bracelet, watches, they have it all over there at Heirloom Jewelers. Or if you have some jewelry laying around and you never use it, never wear it, and say, hey, I'd like to make a little cash. If I'm never using this stuff, why not sell it? Call Troop Booth today. Right now, through the duration of this crisis, Troop Booth is by appointment only, whether you're looking to buy or sell jewelry.
Okay.
So you need to call them at 260-0066, 260-0066, and set up an appointment. He'll meet you over at Heirloom Jewelers, 6948 Vaughn Road. And so if you're looking to buy, he can show you what they have. They're in stock. It's usually plenty in stock, and they're all one-of-a-kind pieces, handmade stuff that looks delicate, but it's very sturdy, stands the test of time. But also, if you're looking to sell, you can bring in that jewelry, and ideally stuff you never wear, never use, you haven't even thought about until you heard this ad.
Good idea.
And then you go on in there, and if you agree on a value right then and there, you get paid right then and there. Troop Booth, great local business, small business owner here in the River Region, here in Montgomery. Help him out through this tough time, and he can help you out, too. Again, that's Heirloom Jewelers, 6948 Vaughn Road. Call him for appointment only right now for the duration of this crisis with the Rona. 260-0066, 260-0066. Thank you to Troop Booth and Heirloom Jewelers for being a great sponsor here of News and Views. So, let's go to this Biden interview. I've been told this is cringeworthy. Let's see.
Right.
Let's be the judge. Have you seen this yet, Adam?
I have not. I've just heard the same thing you have.
Yeah, let's see how it goes.
I'm being able to use social networking here. The fact is that I'm in the basement of my home. In the basement of my home.
Me too.
Actually, you know what I'm talking about. For example, when I laid out in detail the plan that I thought we should be implementing a couple of days ago, and it didn't get that much coverage on national television, but they tell me over, I think, 3.5 million people watched it online. And so I'm learning how to deal with the vehicles that are available to get news out and communicate with people. Look, think about this. I am so, it sounds corny, I'm so proud to be an American right now. Look at the way the nation is responding. Look at the way ordinary people are reaching out. Look at how they're helping. Look at all these doctors and first responders. I was talking to some of the firefighters. These folks are risking their lives. They're not. And I talked about, you and I had a discussion a while ago when I announced about saying we had to restore the soul of this country. Stop appealing to prejudice and the like. Well, you know, none of these folks, none of these docs are out there saying, by the way, you're black, you're white, you're Chinese, you're this, you're that. They're just doing it. They're on the phone. My wife today was on the phone talking. We did the Biden Cancer Initiative after the cancer moonshot. And we put together a board of really significant people, including some Nobel laureates, but also providers. And she got a call from the head of the person on our board saying, look, Jill, are you going to be able to? We got a lot of people who are cancer patients who are isolated, alone, they're frightened. Can we organize calling them on a regular basis? Can we get people to email them because they're having some psychological problems and like? And people are reaching out, they're moving. One other example, I got a call from a guy who's a great, great friend, used to work for me, a guy named Franny Persons and his wife. He has three beautiful young little daughters. They're, I think the oldest one is now 11. And they got a call from their kindergarten teacher, one of them, saying, I'm going to be driving through the neighborhood, be in your driveway so I can wave and say hi to you and tell you how much I miss you. This woman's spending 3 hours riding through the neighborhoods to make sure to touch all the kids that she taught. These are things that are, I mean, incredible. We have never, never, never failed to respond to a crisis as a people. And I tell you what, I'm so darn proud.
Okay, so far so good for the most part. I mean, it's a little bit like get to the point, Grandpa.
Softball.
But generally speaking, that's what people do need to hear. We need to hear the good stories, and people in the country are coming together. I wonder, though, how things will go when they move this interview with Biden. Haven't heard much from him That's why I'm playing this, folks, just to see, check in on old Joe. He's the presumptive Democratic nominee. He wants things to go back to normal here.
Yeah.
Let's see where Nicole Wallace takes this interview next.
Those poor people who have lost, you know, anyway, it's just... My heart goes out to
you. No. Listen, we're two people in our basements with nothing but time. Tell me what you would do if you were president. Obviously, in November, people will have to make a choice about who leads this country. What would you do that isn't being done?
Well, right, if I were president now in November, if I'm elected, God willing, I may inherit a different circumstance. It depends on how this is handled. But
absolutely.
I would have, way back in January 17th, I wrote a piece, or maybe it was the 15th, I wrote a piece for USA Today saying that, a pandemic's coming. We have to be prepared. We got to get better prepared. And we should be in a position where I would have, in fact, I called for it a while ago, I would enforce the Defense Production Act. I would be surging equipment and personnel. I would be moving in a direction where we had the United States military, which I called for several weeks ago, building hospitals like are finally happening. The National Guard is helping in New York with, at the Javits Center. We have this capacity. But most of all, I'd be protecting our docs, our nurses, and first responders, because if we lose them, we are in real, real trouble. We should be making those masks. We should be moving on those ventilators. We can do that. Why doesn't he just act like a president? That's a stupid way to say it.
You know, Donald Trump was asked us.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
No, I... Probably best I don't.
What in the world?
It's like when you put your grandparents on Skype for the first time.
Yeah.
A little bit of that, but also with technology, which I get that. But,
what he's critiquing, the only thing he would do different from Trump is he's saying, I would have done it earlier. And the reason they haven't completely gone full force with the Defense Production Act is that there's not been any resistance from manufacturers.
That's kind of what I was thinking, Joey.
Right.
You don't need to. If
they're already cooperating and meeting the orders that you would have forced them to make anyway, why would you?
That leaves a really bad taste in the mouth of business and your people where, hey, I know you're already doing it right, but now I'm going to take control and make you do it better. Wait a minute. You're the government. Whenever you get involved in anything, you have a tendency to screw it up.
Yeah, and so he said there at the end, Trump should act like a president. Well, that's a stupid way to put it. And then,
but it was a stupid way to put it. What was the point he was trying to make? He was trying to slam Trump, obviously, but couldn't come up with nothing.
Yeah, I'm
catchy.
I'm not sure here. Here, let's hit a break. I don't know how much I can take a Sleepy Joe. I'm starting to feel sleepy myself.
Well, I start to feel sorry for him. And it's kind of embarrassing, you know.
He doesn't inspire confidence.
No, not at all.
Like, I don't mind him saying, hey, the nation's doing great. People are doing good things for one another. But when you bring in the politics of this, Joe, respectfully, it's not much of a difference from what we're currently doing. And if anything, it just adds more confusion.
Right. It's like he can't read his bullet points that somebody gave him.
Let's hit this break. 272-9228. Again, this hour of News and Views brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
It's the spring planting sale March 23rd through the 28th at Southern Homes and Gardens. We've postponed spring open house, but you don't have to wait to get great deals. Shop new arrivals, including annual color, Papa Joe's veggies and herbs, and more. Get our best prices of the year, like 20% off plant collections, including all azaleas, trees, houseplants, and hanging baskets. 50% off selected outdoor pottery, and up to 40% off outdoor living furniture. Get the plants you want at the prices you need. The spring planting sale, Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 8 to 6, at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
And this is the Fox Business Report. Target says it's seeing unusually strong traffic and sales, particularly in its stores and for same-day services, as shoppers stock up on food, medicine, cleaning products, and pantry items. Target has downscaled its plans to remodel approximately 300 stores this year and instead will update 130. Target says it's experienced an unprecedented surge in traffic and sales in recent weeks. Sales in March are up 20% from a year ago. St. Louis Fed President James Bullard says after a short-term unparalleled shock, the economy will boom again. Bullard says once the virus goes away and if we play our cards right and keep everything intact, then everyone will go back to work and everything will be fine. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosilda, invested in you.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means the prescription medication to treat ED is super affordable at 4hims.com. And now get your first online doctor's visit free at 4hims.com. That's right. Zero copay, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. That's really good news. To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's FORHIMS.com/joy.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our string of warm March days continues today. I think we'll see more sun than clouds with a high temperature in the low to mid-80s today. Tonight, we're dry, a little cooler, low 57. Tomorrow, we'll be close to a record high. In fact, I think we'll be in record territory Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, either tying or breaking records. Upper 80s tomorrow, near 90 on Friday, upper 80s on Saturday, and dry all 3 days until perhaps as we get closer to Saturday evening, Saturday night, and then cooler on Sunday. The pollen count in the very high range for the rest of the week and at least through Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 2.25% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you'd like to get on the program. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Alongside me this morning, Eddie Bader.
How you going?
Again, that number, 272-9228. And once again, this hour of News and Views brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Kim Williams and the entire team over at Alabama Home Mortgage are doing great things even in the midst of this crisis. A lot of folks are wondering if mortgage rates are dropping as interest rates fall, but not yet. There's too much uncertainty, but what Kim Williams and the team are doing, number one, they're working remotely, so it might take them a little more time than usual, but they are getting people in the queue, ready to go, for when those mortgage rates drop as the economy picks back up again. And so you can trust Alabama Home Mortgage, Kim Williams, the entire team of being on top of things, whether you're looking to refinance your current mortgage with a better rate and save thousands of dollars over the course of a year, skip a couple payments, or you're looking to be a first-time home buyer and you need to get pre-approved, or you're a veteran looking to take advantage of VA home loan programs, or you're a first responder in particular, first responders, police, fire, emergency medical, Alabama Home Mortgage puts their money where their mouth is as a thank you to your service, for your service. First responders will receive a $500 gift card at closing when you use Alabama home mortgage. Folks, there is a difference in mortgage lenders. Kim Williams proves that every day. She's doing great work for the community, a great local sponsor here. Again, that's Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. In these troubled times, if you're wondering what's going on with the mortgage market, give Alabama Home Mortgage a call, 567-4223. Coming up, we're going to have a little bit of Dr. Fauci, kind of a response to what Joe Biden was saying. But first, let's go to Jim. Hey, Jim, how are you?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm inspired by that talk by Biden. Now, that makes you just want to go out and run right through a brick wall, man.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, he just, all he did, everything he was talking about, Trump's already been doing it. Where's he been? Locked up in his basement? Has he not been listening to anything? What a maroon.
Exactly.
That's right up there with his gaffe the other day on The View when he said the cure would make things worse. Did you all see that little?
I heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I just Googled it up there. They got it on YouTube. He said that we've got to protect the cure. It could make things worse.
And there's another clip of Biden on with Jake Tapper of CNN where Biden starts coughing and Tapper's like, aren't you supposed to cough into your elbow? Biden was coughing into his fist. And it's just like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Man, he is...
just embarrassing.
Can you see him in this situation?
No.
Where are we? Where am I? Hello, dear. Is it time to change my depends yet? There's no way that guy even has a clue. And does he know that nobody's really paying attention, that much attention to him anyway? You know, everybody's concerned with this now. Joe can stay locked up there, and nobody's even thinking about the election right now at all, I don't think.
No, not much at all.
But it's just, that's really pathetic. So, anyways, I had to say something after I heard that. I said, good Lord. He's just repeating everything that Trump's already done.
Yep.
And the person that was interviewing him should have said, well, the president's they don't even question him or anything. They just throw these softballs up and. If he hits it or misses it, they don't even follow up with anything.
Well, it is Nicole Wallace of MSNBC, so.
Yeah, yeah, you got to protect their little deal there. But anyways, I'm sorry there, Joe. Go back to sleep, and maybe when you wake up, this thing will be over with, and you don't have to worry about it.
Exactly.
Well, Jim, I appreciate the call.
Hey, good call.
All right, y'all have a good day.
You too.
Again, our number is 272-9228. Now, here's Dr. Fauci. I think this is from The Weeknd, but he was asked by Mark Levin about where he would honestly judge the actions of the Trump administration. Let's listen in.
A threat.
Well, we've never had a threat like this, and the coordinated response has been, there are a number of adjectives to re-describe it. Impressive, I think, is one of them. I mean, we're talking about all hands on deck. Is that I, as one of many people on a team, I'm not the only person, since the beginning that we even recognized what this was, I have been devoting almost full time on this, almost full time. I'm down at the White House virtually every day with the task force. I'm connected by phone throughout the day and into the night. When I say night, I'm talking 12, 1, 2 in the morning. I'm not the only one. There's a whole group of us that are doing that. It's every single day. So I can't imagine that under any circumstances that anybody could be doing more. I mean, obviously, we're fighting a formidable enemy, this virus. This virus is a serious issue here.
Well, there you go. You can't imagine anybody doing anything more.
Right.
And there are going to be slight criticisms on the edges, on the fringes. But generally speaking, this is where the political arguments we usually have are just so lacking and so out of touch with what people are actually concerned about. And I think I don't think Trump's been perfect, but people are kind of giving him the benefit of the doubt. His approval on handling this is actually pretty darn good.
Yeah, and he's staying out in front. He's not afraid to get out in front of the press and the people and talk.
Right.
Whereas I think some other presidents would take this time and just hide out.
Yeah, and I think Trump is showing he's proactive about it.
Yes.
In his own unique way. And actually, well, that's going to be too long. Let's first go to the phones and talk to East of the Rockies.
Hey, East.
Hey, East. Hey, look, I don't know if this is true or not, but I think the Mensa Society has decided to give a posthumous membership to Gerald Ford after watching hours of Joe Biden video clips. I mean, this cat is incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, he really is.
I mean, you know, and I don't want to be too cruel, but come on. You know, that's like me trying to do accounting, and anybody that knows me knows that I need to stay away from checkbooks and numbers, you know?
Mm-hmm.
This is not working, Uncle Joe. You need to go home.
Well, he wasn't impressive before, and he's not exactly inspiring here.
Just absolutely falling off. It only gets worse and worse. I'm waiting for his people, his handlers, just to kind of take him off the airway because he just
gets
worse.
Put their arm around his shoulder and lead him off the stage.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
No, and I don't see Joe Biden as an evil guy. I just see him as kind of... Like, when you think of a career politician, you should be thinking Joe Biden.
Yeah. It's
this guy who's been through all these different waves and eras in the country. I mean, he was elected to the Senate when he was 29. He had to wait a month or two to be 30 so he could be sworn in.
Well, the ties were wide when he came into office.
Yeah.
You know, but there you go.
But as Vice President,
Joey.
Thanks,
guys.
All right, take care, East. As Vice President, what do you remember most about Biden when he was Vice President?
Gaffes.
Right. So really anything changed?
Right.
Except Obama's a little bit more out of the way now, and Biden's kind of out in the open, and we're just seeing it?
Yeah, maybe so. 272-9228. Yeah, I'm trying to sit and rack my brain about something he did that was impressive, but...
Give me something.
Yeah, I mean, anything done in that administration was more Obama's doing.
He kind of forgot
Hillary
was
Clinton
there.
Loomed more large in her role. But yeah, I'm not sure about Biden. It's always been a weird campaign on his part.
Yeah.
And we'll see. 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, this is John. Just wanted to ask you guys something. Perhaps a different strategy by the Democrats, and Joe Biden, of course, at the head of it at this point. Maybe would say, actually be positive about it and say, you know, we've got to support our government in this situation and certainly hope that all of us come through with it. Now, we're going to get after him when this thing is defeated, but right now, I mean, just to show a little solidarity.
Yeah.
Has anybody ever thought of that before? I've not seen any of it from the other side.
There's been some of it on lower level folks, but as far as like the presidential campaign, I've not seen that.
Well, I mean, it might be on the national scene with the House of Representatives and the senators that are Democrats. Don't you think that might be a little bit refreshing and something different that we are in it together fighting one thing, whether, you know, the virus doesn't care whether you're liberal or conservative and that kind of thing, obviously. So, you know, it might make him more endearing to people than what he's trying to do now, which is very hard to follow.
It is. And it would be, I think, a better approach. I think you're right. And it would be refreshing just from us out here in the rest of the country. It'd be nice to hear our political leaders in D.C. actually bring us together. You know, one question I asked the whole audience and asked myself yesterday is we can do what we can about the virus and we'll stop and slow the spread a great deal, but we won't fully control it. What we can fully control is this question. Will this crisis, this tragedy, harden or soften your heart towards your fellow man? And I worry that our political leaders are leading to more hard hearts or hardening hearts than to soften and work together, unfortunately.
They're still wanting that divisiveness.
Yeah.
Well, one thing I think has been overlooked as far as Trump is concerned, I haven't heard a lot of dialogue about it, I listen to a lot of talk radio, is that there are a lot of people, I think, out there like me, and you guys would have a better understanding perhaps than I would, but I was not for Trump. I'm a conservative, but it wasn't for him because he was so different. Had a lot of things against him. I mean, one thing, he was from New York, and I didn't trust that to start with.
New York City.
Right.
Yeah, and so, nevertheless, I was a Carson Cruz person.
Yeah.
And so, but there have been a lot of people like me out there that have been won over now because of the incredible difference or chasm between the two of them, and the more pot shots they take at him, the more I tend to like him.
That's actually, we've gone on the same journey then. I came from more of a libertarian spot, but and I was a bit skeptical of him and some of the things he said on the campaign. But the more I see how people react to him, I'm the same way. I kind of describe myself as anti-Trump. So, like, he pisses off the right people, to put it bluntly. Yes.
Absolutely. And I would vote for him now over any of the rest of them.
Right.
So, I mean, there are people out there like me.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
And I think he's going to win the thing by a landslide. I do. I think he's going to win the popular vote and the delegate vote.
Well, we shall see. We'll see. Hopefully we can get through this crisis sooner rather than later. Mm-hmm. But we got to run. I appreciate the call. Great call. Great call. Thank you. 272-9228. More news and views when we come back. Again, this hour of news and views brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368 and Equal Housing Lender.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hello, Central Alabama. The uncertainty and chaos brought about by this coronavirus is a first for me and probably for you too. This is Al Crosby of Crosby Electric, and I want to share with you a resource that might really help bring you and your family comfort during these challenging times. BibleGateway.com is a free resource that I use all the time, and it is easy and free. Just 3 easy steps will have you reading God's incredible promises for you. Number 1, go to BibleGateway.com. Number 2, choose your favorite version of the Bible. I usually choose the NIV. Number 3, type in a word like peace or joy or love and hit enter. Then you can enjoy reading about what God says about your chosen word. Now, none of us fully understand all the verses in the Bible, but I promise you that God's word provides more peace and joy and comfort in times of trouble than any other resource. So, click away and be safe.
Marguerite's is providing, as a community service, professional fine jewelry cleaning and disinfecting at absolutely no charge. We are busy cleaning every